Good morning. A few days back, our daily Bible reading was in Deuteronomy 33. And Deuteronomy 33 is at least I believe, are the last words, written words of Moses. And the last words of any individual are really no more important than any other words. And that's especially true for words in the inspired Bible that we have. So I don't present Moses' last words as carrying any greater importance than any other words in Deuteronomy 33 or Deuteronomy or any verse in the Bible. But those last words do tell us something about the man Moses. And I think that's the important thing to consider. Last words represent a person's last chance to communicate their thoughts and feelings. And last words generally evoke strong feelings among those who hear them. Most importantly, they reveal the things that are most important to that individual. And they're offered without any filter applied to them generally. So those words tell a great deal about the individual speaking those words. In the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses delivers specific blessings for each of the tribes of Israel. And toward the end of that chapter, he delivers what I believe is a general blessing to the children of Israel. And that blessing is found in verse 27 of Deuteronomy 33. And it reads, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy that from before us, and shall say, destroy them." The verse begins, "The eternal God is thy refuge." The fact that God is referred to as the eternal God emphasizes his unchanging and everlasting nature. He is a refuge, but he's not just a temporary refuge. He is an everlasting refuge, a place of safety and protection from our enemies. Today, we can take comfort knowing that we have a God that is our refuge. No matter what challenges adversities we face in this life. The verse ends with the words describing God's power over our enemies. And it encourages us to trust in God, to trust in his power to overcome any obstacle, whether it's external challenges or internal struggles. And between these two phrases, there's the phrase, "underneath are the everlasting arms." Think about the image that those words bring to your mind. If you're like me, I think it encompasses the arms doing something for someone who doesn't have the power to do it themselves. The words paint a word image of God's strength, support, and eternal care. His arms are there to catch us when we fall, to lift us up, sustain us, especially in times of trouble. Arms to hold and carry, arms to lean on, arms open and welcoming and embracing. Arms that are there when we're at our lowest, there with a promise of strength for each day and grace for each need. And at the end of our lives here, we will still be upheld by those everlasting arms. The entirety of this verse speaks of God's eternal nature his protective embrace, and his powerful deliverance. And it encourages us to trust in God's everlasting arms and find peace in his refuge. The verse offers a message of hope and reassurance, reminding us of God's unchanging support and strength. Moses had trials and tribulations during his life. He was discouraged. He was disappointed. But he lived trusting in God. Here in his last words, we don't find thoughts of what could have been. His thoughts are on his eternal God, his refuge, his strength, his sovereignty. Moses' message is one of encouragement and hope. I'll end with these familiar words. What a fellowship, what a joy divine. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Moses was supported by those everlasting arms. And no matter how low we get, by the grace of God, we have those same arms underneath us. In those arms, we have joy, peace, guidance, no dread, no fear, and a nearness to God. What a blessing it is that the everlasting arms are underneath us. If you bow with me, I'll try to pray. Father, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for this opportunity that we have to come together to worship your holy name. Father, we pray that we come with a common prayer, and that being that your felt presence would be among us this morning. Father, we pray that you lift Brother Marty up, give him a clear mind to speak those things that you've placed on his heart. We pray that you would give us hearing ears and understanding hearts, that we might take those things and apply them to our daily walk. Father, we pray for each one of those who has been mentioned here this morning, those who are sick, those who are facing long illness, those who have lost loved ones. Father, we know that it's within your power to heal, it is within your power to comfort. Father, we ask if it be your will that you would heal and comfort those who have been mentioned here. Father, we pray for this country. We pray if it be your will, you would give us peace and peace all around. Father, there's so many things that we have failed to do in your name. We ask for your forgiveness. Go with us now in the continuation of this service. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.